Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Road to Revolution podcast, My Journey with Linkin Park. Sorry for the delay in episodes. Ended up inadvertently taking a week off last week. Just tons of stuff going on in real life. And, I did not mind having the extra time to get stuff done. So hopefully those who do listen to the show every week, for which those of you who do, I appreciate you greatly. Thank you for being cool and, waiting the extra week. So we're going to jump right into it. Since I had a week off, might as well, no dilly-dallying, no delaying it any further. So this week's episode, we're talking about the fourth episode in the Side Project series. This one being another Dead by Sunrise show. You'll notice a pattern here. The first two episodes of season two were about two Fort Minor shows, and then the next two episodes were about Dead by Sunrise shows. After this, that changes. Next episode, I believe, is about Stone Temple Pilots with Chester. I'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that is the next one, which was just the one show I saw them on for that. So that's going to break that cycle. But yeah, let's talk about this one first before we jump ahead to the future weeks. This one, like I said, Dead by Sunrise. This was from the Meriwether Post Pavilion Amphitheater, which is a mouthful of a venue name, in Columbia, Maryland, right by Baltimore, I believe. And this was part of the Out of Ashes promo tour. This was only a week, maybe a little over a week later than the previous show we talked about last week in New York. So we just took a quick drive down there. This was me and Sal once again, to the surprise of nobody. This was October 23rd, 2009, so 9 days after the previous show. This one was not a headlining show by Dead by Sunrise. This was part of a MTVU Halloween-themed festival called the MTVU Ulalume Festival. It's a cool show, good mix of bands. You had Paramore headlining, AFI played directly before them, Dead by Sunrise was on there, as well as Kid Cudi. I always forget how to say his name. I probably should. I've said it enough at this point in my life. And I'm going to say it again later on because a little behind the curtain. I'm going to watch the new Bill and Ted movie after this, which he is in. So very excited to check that out. I watched Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey yesterday. So looking forward to seeing the third one. Those movies are just so much fun. But this is not a Bill and Ted podcast. This is a Linkin Park, etc. podcast. So this show, the set list was pretty much exactly the same as the New York show, which is kind of nice considering the New York show was a headlining show. And this was a not headlining show. They're the third to last act on the show. So, or maybe even fourth. I don't remember. I can't remember if they played before or after Kid Cudi. So it was nice to see them be able to do this, but that also factors in with they only had the one album. So you play everything, almost everything. And that you don't have many other options, especially because they weren't like an existing band before this. It's not like when Linkin Park went out on their first big headlining tour, they had to dig back into the Hybrid Theory EP days. With this, you didn't have that. And to the point where they even closed with a cover of a song by the Misfits like they did in New York. One note about the set list on this show was they did not open with Crawl Back In as they did on almost every other show they've done so far. This one, they opened with End of the World. Otherwise, the set was pretty much exactly the same. There was no meet and greet at this show. I read that was due to partly the absence of the tour manager at this show. I don't know why he wasn't there, but there was no tour manager for this show, so there was no meet and greet. I don't know how those two factored together. I don't know if they just didn't have someone to wrangle it or whatever the case may be, but an interesting story about that was I had gotten a meet and greet with Paramore at this show through their fan club, and Sal and I went and we met, Haley and Josh and Zach and Jeremy and Taylor. And it was great. They're super nice. Great meeting them. I'd actually met them a week prior. Saw Paramore in New Jersey. And I felt bad because Haley was a bit sick at that show, or at least her voice was under the weather. So, you feel bad when they're like that because, they're touring so much and they're playing so much that, any downtime is really appreciated. And, when you do these meet and greets, people are so excited to meet you that you want to talk to them, And, you know, and that, like, she had a note written on her hand that she would wave at people and it would say, you know, vocal rest. I can't speak. So, you know, it was nice to have this experience too, because you could tell she felt better. She was more energetic. She could talk. She was happy to see everybody. And she looked better too. Not to say she looked bad at the New Jersey show, but you could tell she just looked a little bit under the weather. She looked a little pale. Which I hope no one takes as me saying mean things, because I, you know, when I'm sick, I look pale. Like, that's when you have certain kind of colds and flus and sicknesses, you look pale. It's just part of that. So, not saying anything disparaging about her appearance, just you could tell she looked a little under the weather at that show. Whereas this one, she did not. She, you know, a week later, I guess, did her some good, and she looked great. She felt great. She sounded great. And meeting them again was always was a nice treat. But while we're waiting backstage to meet them, and it was an interesting meet and greet this one was, because it wasn't a large group of people. It was a small handful of people that went to the meet and greet for this. I don't remember, probably less than 10, maybe 12. I don't remember the exact number. It was not a big group. And there wasn't even like a table or anything, or like an organized line. They just kind of brought us into this backstage area, which was kind of in the parking lot by the buses. And they just kind of put us all in this area together, and we hung out and we just talked to the band, and everyone just talked and took pictures and chatted and hung out for 15, 20 minutes or so. Actually, I like these kinds of meet and greets because they're not as formulaic. They're not as mechanical. It's, you're just hanging out and you're talking. And if you have something you want to get signed, all of it just feels organic versus the whole going up to a table, getting your 30 seconds and being nervous and being like, "Hi, I'm Billy. I can you sign?" Like, this feels more organic. Like, it just felt like a bunch of people hanging out for a little bit, just talking, chit-chatting, catching up. And I don't know. I like those, you know, especially when it's free, it's part of their fan club. It, you know, that you're not paying for the meet and greet, you're paying for the fan club. And the meet and greet is just something you can get, as a perk. So having that be something that you're not paying hundreds of dollars for, you're basically, you know, the fan club I think was 10 or 15 bucks for the year at that point. And having that be that experience is really, really nice. So while they brought us backstage and we're standing there before the band had walked over to the area, we're just kind of, all of us are hanging out, talking, waiting. And, you know, despite LPU not doing a meet and greet for Dead by Sunrise, Chester saw us and just, you know, said hi real quick, and then they had to go on their way. But so I did think that was kind of funny that it still worked out that way. We get to say hi to Chester really quick. But yeah, meeting Paramore was a nice treat on this, you know, great group of people, really nice. Haley's a sweetheart. And the show was great. Paramore always puts on a killer show. So having them and Dead by Sunrise on the show together. And at that point, Paramore was one of my favorite current bands at the time. Like, Brand New Eyes had just come out maybe a month or so prior. So like, that was on, I was listening to that, the new Breaking Benjamin record, and the Dead by Sunrise record, kind of on a loop at this point. Those couple of albums just cycling through every day. So to have, you know, Dead by Sunrise and Paramore together was like a huge bonus. I'd always wanted to see Paramore play a show with Linkin Park, and I never got to over the years. So this was a nice kind of consolation slash bonus prize. It's kind of holding out hope you'd see them do something together. You know, Chester would come out, but it didn't happen. You know, it was more of just like a pipe dream. I didn't expect it to, but it was cool. You know, all the acts on the show were great. Asher Roth, who I don't know if anyone remembers, he had that song "I Love College" about 10 years ago, 11 years ago now. He was supposed to be on this show, and for whatever reason, he no showed, or he had to bail at the last minute. Whatever the case may be, he was not at this show. So I was hoping they would give bands more time, but if I remember correctly, there was just a long gap at the beginning of the show where he would have played, and you know, no one played in his place. No one played longer. And I've seen some shows where a band can't make it, or bails, or someone's sick, or whatever the case may be, and the other bands kind of absorb that time and fill it out a little bit. You know, more recently, I remember last summer, I went to go see Blink 182, Lil Wayne, and Neck Deep. Well, when you get to the venue, we found out that Lil Wayne was sick, or so they said. Whatever the case was, he wasn't there that night, which we were fine with. I'm not the biggest Lil Wayne fan, so you know, if he was there, I would have watched him and probably enjoyed him, but I'm not the biggest fan of his music. So, you know, not having to watch him was a nice little treat too. But because of that, they gave Neck Deep like an extra 15 minutes, which took them from 30 minutes to 45 minutes, which was nice because they got to play some extra stuff. They played a cover of Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, which was kind of cool. But yeah, you know, I like when they do that. You know, they get a little bit more time. I remember, God, 17 years ago at Ozfest, I don't know why this is the one I think of. Ozzy had gotten sick and couldn't perform at this Ozfest stop. And they were doing two days of Ozfest in Jersey. It was pretty common for them to do that back then, because New York was such a big market, they would always do 2 days for the most part. That changed over the years. But and I remember 2001 and 2003, they did 2 days. And Ozzy got sick and he couldn't do these dates. So Korn was the headliner then, you know, directly under Ozzy. So Korn would come out and they added a couple extra songs into their set and just to make up for the lost time. So it's kind of nice to have that little bonus. So, you know, I like when bands do that. They unfortunately didn't do that at this show. Instead, Sal and I were in the front row, as always, for Linkin Park and related shows. Well, not always, mostly. And we were on the front row just kind of waiting. And at that point, they weren't communicating a whole lot. We were maybe getting some info from the security guards on the rail. So we were like, hey, is the show starting soon? Like, yeah, it'll start soon, start soon. And then we're looking, we're like, well, that's not Asher Roth's stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, no, Asher Roth's not here. You know, he no-showed or he bailed, whatever. So we're like, oh, is the show going to start earlier? I said, no, they're, you know, the next band, I think it was Kid Cudi was next. And they're like, oh, he's going to play, you know, at whatever time he was supposed to start. It might've been 7:45 or something. So we just kind of stood there and hung out like we would have been anyway. And then the actual show started and then it was all great from there. You know, Kid Cudi was great. Dead by Sunrise was great. AFI was awesome. They are such a killer live show. And I've talked about them before cause they opened for Linkin Park in 2014. And then Paramore who were killing it at this point too. This was the third time I'd seen Paramore, this fall for the for the Brand New Eyes tour. I'd seen them in Jersey on the 16th and then in New York 2 days before this, with their regular tour openers, which were the Swellers and Paper Route, whatever it is. And then this one was, they were not on that show. This was kind of like this big MTV show. So they had, you know, Dead by Sunrise, AFI and Kid Cudi. But yeah, this is a great show. One nice little bonus was, you know, we were not there all day waiting in line. We decided that because we were going to do the meet and greet and we'd never met, Sal had never met Paramore before. I'd met them the week prior. We were cool with just standing wherever we could, you know, if we had to be in the back, but we were going to be in the pit anyway, that's where our tickets were. So we're like, yeah, it's fine. But when we were done with the meet and greet, you know, they just let the 12 of us, all of us had pit tickets anyway. They just let the 12 of us into the pit area and, we were in the front row. So we got to bypass the whole line that was waiting, which is a awesome little bonus perk. But yeah, that's pretty much that show in a nutshell. You know, uneventful otherwise, you know, no car issues, no flat tires or anything like that. So uneventful otherwise, besides the show itself and the meet and greet, which was a lot of fun. Next week we will be talking about the next, side project show, which, there's a couple of year gap between them. After this, Linkin Park kind of went fast and furious for a little bit with their stuff. You know, cause this was 2009 and then 2010 brought out, the 1,000 Suns tour, which we talked about previously, and then they toured pretty quick on that and then went right back into the studio and did Living Things for 2012. So between this and the next show, which was 2013 for the side projects, and that is we are going to be talking about Stone Temple Pilots with Chester Bennington from Orlando. So that's next week's episode. Once again, I thank you guys so much for listening. This is such a fun podcast to do, and for those who don't know or didn't catch it at the end of the last episode we did, I am also doing a similar podcast to this about wrestling. My love of wrestling is similar to my love of Linkin Park. I definitely would say I love Linkin Park more, but wrestling's been something I've loved my entire life. Big diehard fan. I've seen almost every major promotion you could think of, with the exception of like NWA or WCW. But I've seen WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, PWG, AEW, and all the ones in between. So my friend Chris and I, we are doing that show together, talking about all the wrestling shows we've been to, either with each other or separately, because there's a good mix of that. So far we've talked about the Royal Rumble 2008, All In from 2018, and NXT TakeOver, Our Evolution from 2014. We have another episode coming out next week. So not the week that this episode drops, but the following week. We're going to try to do those bi-weekly. Space them out a little bit. Life gets crazy. So, and those are longer episodes where you usually try to do them about an hour and a half to 2 hours, because there's a lot to talk about on those. Plus we have to watch the shows. So, those are a bit longer. So we try to do those every 2 weeks. But yeah, the next one, was going to be about the NXT tapings from August of 2015 that led up to SummerSlam and then the fallout, but something changed. And, the next episode is going to be a surprise. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the next episode we do for that podcast, which is called Time is a Squared Circle. I haven't mentioned that yet. The next episode of that will be a surprise episode. So if you tune in next week on Wednesday, we're going to drop that episode, and it's going to be a nice little treat, surprise for that one. So I am going to wrap it up now for today. I thank you guys so much for listening. If you like wrestling or you like listening to me, please give my other podcast, Time is a Squared Circle, a listen. And until then, thank you guys so much. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.